French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is Christmas cookies. We, like many families and families of many faiths, keep the tradition of making Christmas cookies. It would be impossible not to begin with our Nana's shortbread cookies. They actually get better as the months pass, kept in a treasured cookie tin. Ginger snap cookies are another favorite. Once I got married, I learned of a number of cookies from the Polish batches of baking due to my mother-in-law's recipes. Daughter Janet faithfully recreates her Polish recipes each season. I'm not sure where Janet got the recipe for her incredibly crumbly, nutty, powdered wonders named Mexican wedding cakes. I require these every year, even though the word Christmas is not mentioned. Jelly-filled cookies are also high on my list. I not only like the traditional jellies, such as blackberry and raspberry, but I love a dozen with a spicy jelly, such as my mother's red pepper jelly, which is laced with jalapenos. Zing! Santa's suit is red, after all. Modern Christmas cookies can trace their history to recipes from the medieval European biscuits, when many modern ingredients, such as cinnamon, ginger, black pepper, almonds, and dried fruit, were introduced into the West. As we rode in our car, coming home from a mad dash to the mall for gifts, a version of a classic Christmas song came on the radio. I asked my wife, Janet, if you were asked your all-time favorite Christmas song, do you think you could answer? She thought and then softly said, no, there are too many I love. I said, this would be mine. The song was Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. The one playing was not in my favorite version. It is lovely to hear interpretations, and isn't that the essence of the most lasting art? Judy Garland's is probably my favorite rendition. Whoopi Goldberg once said, when Judy Garland sang, God spoke. And God speaks when Louis Armstrong sings too. I'd stuff a pocketful of quarters into God's personal jukebox if I could hear better. The metal band Twisted Sister does one. I haven't heard it, but simply knowing they have will make me want to give it a try. I bet Judy would have laughed uproariously. I hope so. She deserved all of the laughter this world owed her. The song is bittersweet, both in melody and in lyrics. It entreats us all to make the Yuletide gay, and then adds in that next year all our troubles will be miles away. The implication is subtle. We have to wait for that carefree sense we hopefully knew as children. Someday soon we all will be together, if the fates allow. The authors of the song wrote it during World War II for the movie Meet Me in St. Louis. There was a broad American character and sensibility of those times that could be boiled down to a kind of sentimentality and loyalty lashed to survival. Those values don't die. Despite the rampant commercialization of Christmas in these times, a power transcends, even if we have to muddle through somehow. So, dear listeners, have yourselves a merry little Christmas. The cookies do help. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Next year,